Investment flash.
Amazon rockets up 15%. Apple craters 7. The AI trade is splitting right down the middle. Stick around, you'll want to hear this.
It's the weekend edition, August 1st, 2026. I'm Marie, here with Tom and Gerald. Markets gave us serious drama, and a $45 billion AI fund just blew up on the guy's wedding day. Let's get into it.
I mean, Amazon's blowout earnings, cloud and AI momentum just overpowering everything. 15% in Friday session, buddy, and it's still 3% below the 52-week high.
And then Apple, down 7.4% on chip supply issues, the sharpest single-day divergence in years. To be fair, that Apple drop looks company-specific, not broad demand.
See, this is what I mean. The market is splitting between AI haves and have-nots. Amazon's rally says the investment cycle is accelerating. Apple's weakness is a caution on supply chain concentration.
Yeah, and the Nasdaq 100 barely budged in Friday's session, even with Apple's weight. That's the broader strength in mega cap tech. I'm buying the Nasdaq 100 here.
All right, but Amazon at 27 times forward earnings isn't cheap, Tom. The good news is largely priced in when it's 3% from an all-time high.
Gerald, for the growth they're putting up, 27 times is a steal. You're missing the forest for the PE ratio.
Meanwhile, Tesla's mulling a China sale, down 29% year-to-date. That strategic uncertainty is already baked in at 52-week lows, but I'm still just watching.
Exactly, Marie. Sometimes the best trades are where the pain is priced in. But I'll wait for a catalyst.
Or it's a classic value trap. Tesla's been a buy-the-dip story for too long. Anyway, moving on.
Speaking of traps, Gerald, yesterday you said watch the yen, and today the Treasury is literally warning banks it might intervene. This is exactly the catalyst we flagged.
Right. And the yen ETF is still near 52-week lows, up only 3% this week. If Treasury steps in, the yen spikes and unhedged shorts get obliterated. Asymmetric upside.
But intervention talk is cheap. We've heard this before. I'd wait for actual action before piling into the yen ETF.
No, Tom. When the Treasury warns banks directly, it's an escalation. I'm buying the yen ETF and selling Japan equity. A stronger yen crushes exporters.
And the Japan equity ETF did slip last session. Not a bad hedge.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
All right, quieter corner. ICE is buying market access for $6 billion. The deal arb already ran 37% this week on market access. That premium's in the price.
Yeah, but ICE, the exchange owner, is down 2% on the day and still 20% below its high. That's not pricing the strategic upside in electronic bond trading. I'm a buyer of ICE.
Hold on. Tradeweb is the real loser here. The combined ICE market access creates a stronger competitor. I'd sell Tradeweb.
And market access. The deal premium's baked. No bidding war likely, so hold or move on. I'm not chasing.
Sticking with deal-making, Ares Management is out-fundraising aggressively, while the rest of private markets are sluggish. That's counter-cyclical strength.
And Ares popped 3%, but still down 23% year-to-date, 34% below its high. That's a buy for me, buddy.
The thing is, Tom, Blackstone and KKR are in the same boat, down big from highs. Investors just don't trust anything that's not pure AI or rates. The sector's still discounting a recession.
But Ares is showing it can still raise and deploy capital. I'd go long Ares and maybe pair it with KKR for diversification. These aren't distressed. They're just out of favor.
Speaking of in favor, Taiwan's GDP grew nearly 13% last quarter, supercharged by AI and U.S. tie-ups. That's insane.
Tom's ready to buy the whole island. But seriously, the Taiwan ETF is up 49% year-to-date, yet still 14% off highs. There's room.
TSMC at 18 times forward earnings?
That's a steal. The Nikkei editor said this isn't a dot-com bubble. Real earnings back the rally. I'm loading up.
Wait, the concentration risk is exactly the point. If AI CapEx slows, Taiwan and South Korea get hammered. The South Korea ETF is at 15 times trailing, but it's all memory cyclicals. One misstep and it's ugly.
And then there's China large caps. Price to book under 1, AI exposure through the tech giants, but regulatory overhang. I'm not convinced. I'd rather be in Taiwan.
Buddy, at these levels with AI growth, I'll nibble on China large caps. The value is too compelling.
Shifting to India, the RBI drew over $40 billion in overseas capital to stabilize the rupee. That's a significant floor for Indian equities.
The India ETF is near 52-week lows, so those inflows are a positive. But rising crude prices could still pressure the current account. I'm cautious, but the dollar-rupee trade, selling it, makes sense.
I'm with Marie. Inflows matter. Buy India, sell the rupee. It's a straightforward play.
Gerald, you're a banking? Commerzbank CEO is prepping for UniCredit talks. A takeover could send Commerzbank higher on a premium.
Yeah, look, Commerzbank at 10 times forward earnings with a potential takeover premium, that's a buy. But UniCredit near its 52-week high, strategic uncertainty, I'd watch, not buy.
Only Gerald could get excited about Eurobanks. But fine, I'll take the Commerzbank trade.
Meanwhile, CNBC is pushing short-duration bonds for yield, the 1 to 3 year Treasury ETF at 52-week highs, and the ultra-short T-bill ETF hitting new peaks.
Fair enough. If rates stay higher for longer, front-end yield is the safe play. But the trade is getting crowded. Everyone's in short bonds.
And here's the thing. If Friday's non-farm payrolls come in strong, the Fed stays pat, and those bond ETFs become a trap. I'm cautious on buying after a record run.
All right, oil. U.S. sanctions on an Iran-linked Bitcoin insurance platform for Hormuz ships. Geopolitics adding supply risk premium. The oil ETF up 87% year-to-date.
96% above its 52-week low, Tom. The risk premium is already there. I'd trim, not buy. But hey, oil's having a moment.
Oil's up so much, Gerald. Maybe we should just launch an oil-only ETF and retire.
Already exists. Ticker USO, buddy.
I mean, it's basically free money at this point.
Now, let's hit the big one. The $45 billion AI hedge fund that blew up as the guy's wedding guests arrived. That's not just a great headline. It's a warning on leverage.
$45 billion in AUM, and he still forgot the hedge part of the name. That's brutal timing, though.
I mean, the best man speech was probably awkward. But seriously, if leveraged AI positions unwind, Nvidia and the semiconductor ETF could see forced selling.
This is exactly why I keep saying concentration risk. The AI trade is magnificent until it's not. Nvidia up 3%, but still 15% below high. The vulnerability is real.
Yeah, no argument there.
Spot on.
That's the whole story?
Quick hit. California's governor might kill the Paramount deal. That's a straight sell on Paramount. The takeover premium evaporates.
And political interference adds regulatory uncertainty to the whole media sector. The communication services ETF, down 7% year-to-date. Be careful.
And Coinbase dropped 11% Friday. Analysts say it's crypto weakness, not the business. So Coinbase is just a Bitcoin proxy at this point. I'll watch from the sidelines.
Coinbase, the stock where your thesis is hope Bitcoin goes up. No thanks. I'll watch too.
Here's the thing. The market's chasing AI growth and hedging disaster at the same time. One group says buy Amazon and TSMC. The other says buy short bonds and the yen. It's a split.
And nobody's talking about breadth. The Nasdaq barely up while half the market struggles. If the AI CapEx cycle falters, the whole thing cracks.
So for me, the play is dispersion, betting on the gap widening between winners and losers. Pair TSMC long against Coinbase short, or use index options. The middle ground is unstable.
But, the counter-argument, the good news is in the price. Oil near highs, bonds at all-time highs, Amazon 3% from peak. If earnings miss, the pullback is sharp.
And we haven't even mentioned Friday's jobs numbers. Strong payrolls kill the bond trade. The 1 to 3 year Treasury ETF and the ultra short T-bill ETF become a value trap if the Fed can't cut.
Still, the AI earnings are real, buddy. I'll take that.
Yeah, well, as always, none of this is investment advice. Just us talking.
And we'll be back tomorrow for the weekend edition at 10 a.m. London time. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.